After 18 years of militant struggle, Kashmir sees a positive transition that can have a bearing on the Muslim conflict around the world. This change is exhibited through the story of these two men.
Ansar and Samir have many things in common. Their fathers were long-time friends and joined Kashmir's armed struggle in 1990. Both Samir and Ansar are angry with New Delhi, but unlike their fathers, they see civil protests as the best way to get out of the current plight.
Taking up arms was the right decision at that time, but now it is not necessary. What is needed now is civil protest.
More than 1 lakh Jews have died in Kashmir, and we don't want any more loss. We believe in civil protests.
The two friends have joined other Kashmiri young men to protest peacefully against New Delhi policies. The change is already tangible, and Kashmir is going through a transition from violence to non-violence. This transition from guns to civil campaign has already started dominating the larger political discourse of resistance movement. The Jammu and Kashmir Liberation Front chairman Yasin Malik was among the first militant commanders when the armed movement began in 1990. Today, he is one of the most ardent advocates of peaceful resistance.
I hope that the international community will help this revolution. It can become an inspiration for all the conflict zones across the globe, especially the Muslim world.
The response of government has not been peaceful, and already 56 unarmed protesters have been killed in police firing.
The government of India is trying to push the new generation towards the wall, and I think the repercussions could be far-fetched if the government of India does not come forward, talk to the Kashmiris.
Like Samir and Ansar, thousands of Kashmiri youth have decided to choose unarmed protest against India to demand freedom or independence. Will this movement remain peaceful? Only time will decide. For Press TV in Indian Kashmir, Shahanabad.